Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Hey, what's going on, sis? This is Bree with the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I'm so happy that you are here. If this is your first time listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast, I want to personally thank you. And I hope that you stick around. I hope that this will not be the only episode that you listen to. Today is Monday, January 20th, MLK Day. First of all, why does it feel like January is hella long? Like, I swear we should be in March by now. Like, I feel like January has already been like 6 weeks long. I can't possibly be the only one that feels like January has been exceptionally, exceptionally long. Like, is it just me? I don't think so. So I don't know if you're on your way to work or if you are home today because of the holiday, but either way, I hope that you have an amazing day and an amazing week. If you are signed up for the 52 weeks of self-care, you should be getting an email today with week 3. And if you have not signed up, you can always go to browngirlselfcare.com, pop in your email address, and you will start to get them going forward. Okay, so just wanted to make sure I mentioned that. And we are on week 3 now. Again, January is hella long. We should be in March or June or July by now, but I digress. So today's topic, I'm going to be talking about the M word, which is manifesting, and why I actually have stopped trying to manifest anything in my life. So let's go ahead and jump into that. This is going to most likely be a super short episode because I just wanted to explain something that I mentioned on my previous episode, which feels like it was like 10 years ago, but it was only really maybe 2 or 3 episodes ago, when I talked about my vision board, which I'm looking at right now. Did you get a chance to finish your vision board? I'm curious. And I would love to see pictures of your vision board. You can email me at connect@browngirlselfcare.com. Again, connect@browngirlselfcare.com. I want to be nosy. I want to see what you have on there. Or you can use a hashtag Brown Girl Self-Care with your vision board, and I'll see that on Instagram. But either way, in that episode, I had mentioned something about manifesting and how I wasn't trying to manifest, you know, cars or things like that. I just wanted to just take it a step further and just talk about that very briefly. So, first of all, let's get this conversation started. I am a Christian. Okay, so I'm a Christian, I'm a believer, I'm a follower of Christ. And so for me, running Brown Girl Self-Care, the page is sometimes I walk a fine line because I know that we as Black women, we have different beliefs, we have different journeys, we have different stories, we have different mindsets, we're in different places financially and physically and emotionally. Like, we're in different places because we're human, and that's just what humans do. We're in different places. So I try my best to not put so much of me. I try to make it general, but you may have noticed that I don't put a lot of, well, there are several things I don't put up a lot of. And one of them is like yoga kind of stuff. I'm kind of leaning not to posting that, and like meditation as far as like, you know, meditation,
meditation, like the typical meditation. And then the other one is manifesting. I don't really post things about manifesting, and I'll tell you why. So a few years ago, who hasn't, raise your hand if you have not read the Law of Attraction book. Like, I can literally see you right now in your car. Girl, put them snacks away and keep your hands on the steering wheel. Okay, I can see you. No, seriously. So we've all read, what's it called? The Law of Attraction. The Secret. Goodness gracious. We've all read The Secret, and we've watched the movie. And I know that was, what was that? Like maybe 5-10 years ago, something like that. Maybe more. I can't even remember now. But so I had read the book, I watched the movie. I was like, yo, this is amazing. I was like on board. I was like gung ho. And I was just, cause my life in the last, whatever, however many years, 10, 20 years ago, I don't want to say it was in shambles, but it was a mess. It was a mess. Honestly, it was a mess. And so when I became aware of the book, I was just like, oh man, this is going to be exactly what I need. I can create my own life. I can create my destiny, and I have the power to manifest anything I want as long as I see it and I believe I can have exactly what I want. Then I'm going to create, you know, I'm going to put this stuff out into the universe and it's going to come back to me, and I'm going to just do all these things. I'm going to manifest the shit out of life, right? I'm just going to manifest everything. Girl, no, that did not happen. And I even went so far as to put the check. Well, you know how they say, write yourself a $1 million check and put it in your wallet. So I wrote myself a $1 million check and I put it in my wallet and I tucked it away. And I, to this day, have not received anything close to $1 million. I haven't hit the lotto. I don't know what the winning numbers are. I haven't, you know, gotten a $1 million raise. Like, no. But, you know, I do think that I will create generational wealth for my family. So, but as far as like someone handing me a check for $1 million because I manifested it, that hasn't happened yet. But, yeah, I just was going down this path where I think that manifesting and like The Secret, why am I talking so loud? It seems like it's loud. I think that manifesting and The Secret, like, there's just like this fine line, and I was like straddling the line. It was like, on the one hand, I'm like, I'm going to believe in God and he's going to provide my needs. And then on the other hand, I'm going to manifest everything because I can do it. I can create anything I want with my mind. I can have anything I want, you know, just all that stuff. So it was just like, I had to, within the last year or so, I really had to take a step back and realize that for my faith, my beliefs, the way I was going with The Secret and trying to manifest everything and create and do all those things, it just wasn't for me. It just wasn't for me. And I was losing myself. I was losing myself. I was losing my faith. I was trying to be in control of everything, and it was just going downhill fast. Faster than fast, like nothing was working. And I honest to goodness think that that's because instead of keeping my faith where I should have for me, which is in God, I was just allowing myself. I'm not gonna lie. I was drawn to that whole, like, you know, the universe has you, your back, you're the universe, you know, you can create your own life. You have the power. Just channel your energy into the universe, and you're just such a powerful creator. You can just do anything you want, you know, that kind of thing. And it was just pulling me further and further outside of my relationship with God. That's just basically what it was in a nutshell. And so I had to stop. I had to stop because I was taking God out of the equation. And I stop because I want to make sure that I never forget who my source is. I never want to forget who the actual creator is. The creator, I don't want to call out to the universe for the things that I need. I want to call out to God, the creator of the creation that some people are putting their faith in. And I was doing that too. So that's why I said that I was going to stop manifesting things. It's not to say that I'm not believing God for certain things. I am believing God for a house. Let me tell you, baby, I went this weekend to, where did I go? We ended up driving about an hour outside of where we live because I had to go and pick up some candle supplies. And when we did that, we passed by like these homes. You know how they have like the model?
I know you love this podcast, but if you've been on the hunt for other unapologetically Black podcasts to listen to, I want to invite you to give Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR a listen. They featured an episode of It's Been a Minute, and it was with Tracy Ellis Ross, and it was like a breath of fresh air for me. She touched upon her work, which of course includes Girlfriends, and we know the legacy of that show and also how that dynamic specifically between Joan and Tony still has a huge impact on Black culture, but it gave me room to reflect not only about the ways I am in community with Black women, but also how I am being in relationship with myself. NPR's episodes, they just hit differently. So NPR has a new collection of podcast episodes that celebrate the Black experience, from the It's Been a Minute episode with Tracy Ellis Ross to the Code Switch episode on the women behind the Montgomery bus boycott. These episodes are rooted in our richness and our history that we will not allow to be erased or marginalized. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts. There is no shame in needing to rebuild. So I'm in a season of taking back my financial power, and that looks like getting my credit together because having credit is powerful. I'll be making a move next year to another state, and I'm doing what I know to do now so that my credit won't prevent me from being able to rent another home. If you're in a similar situation, one tool I want you to know about is Kickoff, the credit builder that requires no credit check and is super simple to get started with today. Kickoff is a credit line that is just for credit building, not everyday spending, and there are zero catches. You make on-time payments, the credit bureau will see your good behavior, and your credit grows. Sign up in minutes from your phone and start building credit right away. Join over a million people building credit with a Kickoff credit account today. Get your first month for a dollar at getkickoff.com/selfcare today. That's Kickoff without the C. GetKIKOFF.com/selfcare. Special offer applies to new Kickoff premium customers for their first month only. Subject to approval and only available on getkickoff.com/selfcare. Terms of offer are subject to change. One of my favorite memories as a little girl was when I went to the beach. Seeing the ocean waves, smelling the salty air, and feeling the sun on my skin was pure radical joy. Now, certain scents like Osea's Andaria Algae Body Oil will instantly trigger those feel-good memories because it literally smells like summer in a bottle. Inside, you'll find blissful notes of lime, grapefruit, cypress, mango, and mandarin. The scent is so divine that I cannot help but to smell myself randomly throughout the day. And when I use it after a shower, my skin is glowy, soft, and smooth. I've talked about Osea many times, and there's a reason for that. It is a clean, soothing part of my maintenance routine, one that I refuse to be without. I absolutely adore Osea. Get healthy, glowing skin for summer with clean, vegan skin and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code SELFCARE at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code SELFCARE for 10% off.
Homes. So we went into this area. There had to have been like 300 homes. Like, it was all these different communities right next to each other, and they had a few model homes that were still available. So we actually, and I haven't done this in years, I actually went and looked at a brand new house, and it was beautiful. It was like an upstairs, downstairs, huge two-car garage, had a huge kitchen, backyard. I think some of them had three bedrooms, some of them had four and five bedrooms, like three and four bathrooms. I'm just like, oh my gosh. And I realized that I am truly believing in God, because I would have never, in the last couple of years, I wouldn't have even done that. I wouldn't have even done that. But I'm taking my step in faith through him that he is going to provide. So I'm not like putting it out there to the quote unquote universe. I'm not doing that. I'm putting my faith back where for me it belongs. And that is in God. And again, when I was trying to manifest things, and this is not to say that you shouldn't go for the things that you want. You shouldn't have a positive mindset. You shouldn't believe that you're empowered to, you know, live your best life and do all those things. But for me, I think it was moving beyond that. And I was just like, the universe, the universe, the universe. I'm reading all these books, universe, the universe, the universe. And I was losing sight of, for me, what is important. And that's my faith and my walk with God. So I'm not these days, I'm not trying to quote unquote manifest anything as far as putting it out there to the universe and doing all those things. I am again firmly rooted in my faith, and that's important for me in this self-care journey. It really is, because I realize that for me, when I am grounded, when I am rooted, when I am planted in my faith, in God, that's when things happen. That's when things change. And the more I draw closer to him, the more I draw closer to his vision and his plan for my life. And that's what I want. And I know that he wants the best for me. I know that he wants the best for me, you know? So I feel really secure in the fact that 2020 is going to be an amazing year. And as I am making these moves and moving further and further along, again, I am believing for certain things. I am believing that, for example, I will have my car paid off, you know, sooner than later. I am believing that I'll have the house of my dreams. I am believing that I'll be able to pay for my daughter's tuition, cash, and just other things that I am believing for. I'm actually believing that I'm going to be able to serve people, especially the homeless population, with like little care kits of socks and lip balms and pencils and journals and toothbrushes and toothpaste, things like that. I'm believing for all those things. But I'm no longer trying to manifest them and believe that the universe will provide and taking God out of the equation. So, I wanted to share that with you, because that is a part of self-care. I know that we all have different religious beliefs. I know that we all have different spiritual practices and beliefs and things like that. But if I can't be anything with you guys, if I can't be nothing else, I feel like I should be able to be real, you know, with you, because that's just the type of person I am trying to be. I want to be bold. I want to be a badass. I want to be able to speak my personal truth, you know, regardless if the world loves it or the world hates it. But that's just a part of self-care, is being able to come into your own and boldly be who you are. You know what I mean? And believe what you believe and do what makes sense for you. There were times where I felt like I didn't have a voice, and those were the absolute darkest and worst years of my life. And as I continue in my self-care journey, I know that being able to to have my say and to speak my truth is so valuable. And it's a privilege for me to be able to do that to sister friends that I can keep it real with. Yes, I just called you a sister friend. I don't even know if that term is still cool in 2020, but I'm going to say it anyway. Sister friends like you that is listening to the show right now. Like, I feel like I should be able to do that. So, yeah, that's basically it. So look at us at 15 minutes and some change. We have done the darn thing. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. Again, thank you so much for tuning in to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. If you need to reach me, again, my email address is connect@browngirlselfcare.com. If you have any questions about today's episode or any of the episodes, or if you have a personal self-care question, or comment or anything like that, you can always, again, email me, at connect@browngirlselfcare.com. Thank you so much for listening. Have an amazing Monday, and I will see you next week.